Hi, everybody. Welcome to English for You. I'm Pat.
And I'm Erin.
So, today we're going to be talking about sounds, and particular sounds that people hate. But as a contrast, what are some pleasant sounds? What are some sounds we associate with nice memories and really sounds that you just really like? I'll give an example of mine. It's church bells. Mm-hmm. I grew up with at the bottom of a hill with a church on top of it. Every Sunday morning, they would do long, like, bell-ringing practices, and I'd kind of always wake up to that. So, for me, the church bells, even just making the quarter-hour sounds, kind of reminds me of being around my parents' house at home.
Oh, okay.
So I've always associated church bells and ringing church bells as a kind of a happy memory.
Well, mine's kind of similar, not in the terms of the sounds, but the feeling. Mm-hmm. It reminds me of being at home in the summertime. I like the sound of crickets.
Okay.
Which is like the
little
bug.
Insect.
Yeah, and they make this like chirping sound. Yeah.
Kind of thing.
Yeah, and it reminds me of being at home in summer and being around the old farm and listening. Actually, I was thinking about it yesterday. It actually just reminds me of being outside in nature.
Yeah, that's a good sound.
Yeah.
However, we're going to get some sounds that are bad, and we're going to also look at some people who are affected more than others by these kinds of sounds in our article, Misophonia, or Misophonia, that's it, Misophonia, when sounds makes you angry. Let's read through the article.
Reading. Misophonia. When sounds make you angry. Imagine that you're out shopping with your friend. You feel hungry, so you buy a bag of chips and open it noisily. You scarf down the crunchy chips with pleasure. Suddenly, your friend angrily grabs the bag from you and throws it in the trash. Your friend may suffer from misophonia, which means hatred of sound. People with misophonia are sensitive to certain types of noise, ones that most people don't seem to notice. In misophonia, these sounds are called triggers. While they might sound normal to you, these noises trigger negative reactions in others. Those affected by misophonia experience symptoms that range from minor discomfort to panic attacks or extreme anger. Some will try to distance themselves from the sound. Others may even act out in anger, in an effort to stop the noise. These reactions may cause people with misophonia to pull away from society. By doing this, they hope to avoid the stress that the sounds cause.
So the article begins by saying, imagine that you're out shopping with your friend.
Pretty
normal experience.
Sounds easy enough.
Okay.
Then it says, you feel hungry, so you buy a bag of chips and open it noisily.
Okay, so we're talking not just eating them noisily, but actually opening the bag.
It's all the action.
Plastic bag is being kind of ripped open noisily. The article then says, you scarf down the crunchy chips with pleasure. Now, this phrase, scarf down, it's the same spelling, but the word scarf has nothing to do with a scarf you wear around your neck.
That's right.
It's scarf down is today's shortcut for you, so let's take a moment to find out more about what the phrase means.
Shortcut for you.
Oh boy, this food looks so good.
Yeah, it looks like a great meal.
Oh my, it's delicious. Here, try this. Oh, I want that.
Slow down a bit.
Oh, I want some of that. So good.
You're really scarfing down the food.
What? My scarf is in the food? Oh no!
To scarf down means to eat food quickly and eagerly.
I see. Scarf down is 狼吞虎咽.
You got it. You are scarfing down that food.
I can't help it. It's too good.
True. Hey, you've almost eaten all the food.
You should start scarfing down before I finish it.
Welcome back, everyone. So, to scarf down, as you can probably guess, means to eat, usually quickly and without much grace or elegance. For example, Paul was so hungry that he scarfed down the whole pizza in 5 minutes.
Oh, that's pretty hungry.
That's scarfing it down. Now, these chips are crunchy.
Mm-hmm. Now, the adjective crunchy, spelled C-R-U-N-C-H-Y, crunchy is something that makes a short, sharp sound when it's bitten or crunched. For example, these crunchy breadsticks go great with these dips.
Now, we should have really bought some chips in, really, shouldn't we? Just to make that kind of...
Yeah.
Kind of sound.
That was a pretty good example, though.
Thanks. Yeah. Okay. So, you're doing this, but the article then says, suddenly, your friend angrily grabs the bag from you and throws it in the trash.
What? Those are my chips.
How rude. Okay, and it's rude because your friend grabs the bag. To grab, G-R-A-B, grab is to grasp or seize something suddenly and forcefully. It's not taking it from you, it's just pulling it out of your hands.
Right.
For example, the thief grabbed the woman's bag and ran off down the alley.
So that's not a great thing to do either.
Yeah, but why? Why would your friend do this?
Right. Your friend may suffer from misophonia, which means hatred of sound.
Ah.
Now, we saw the phrase suffer from here, and that means to have a particular disease or problem. For example, we might also say, Frank is suffering from a bad cold, so he's taking the afternoon off. He's not feeling well.
That's right. Mm-hmm. So here we're talking about someone who is suffering from misophonia, which means hatred of sound, okay? Actually, phonia, that's kind of means sound, as far as I can work out, in sort of Greek, and miso is usually against or hatred.
Mm-hmm.
So it's you can kind of look at that and figure out the meaning.
Right.
So hatred of sound, the word hatred is the noun form of the verb hate.
Yes.
Okay, so we're talking an extreme dislike of something. Something that makes you feel angry or scared or disgusted.
Mm.
For example, my friend Ali has a real hatred for cockroaches.
I think your friend Ali is probably a good...
Yeah, she's not alone.
Yeah.
She's not alone. Mm-hmm. Many people hate them.
All right, well, let's hear a bit more about misophonia. It says, people with misophonia are sensitive to certain types of noise, ones that most people don't seem to notice.
Okay, so like, we're not talking about noises that, like,
everyone hates.
Yeah, you know, like someone drilling in the road with a big drill, or, you know, a noisy baby screaming
truck,
or something like that. Everybody kind of doesn't like that, or nobody likes that.
Yeah.
But this is particular types of noise that they are sensitive to.
All right, so let's learn about the adjective sensitive, spelled S-E-N-S-I-T-I-V-E, sensitive. When you're sensitive, you're quick to detect or respond to something, like a signal or a change. Now, the response or reaction to this thing is often greater than it would be in someone who isn't sensitive to that thing.
Hmm.
For example, Maria has sensitive skin and often suffers from allergic reactions to soap or other things.
Okay, I see. That's interesting. So her skin would maybe get red and itchy. Okay.
Maybe you can't put, like, certain creams or soaps on them.
It's the fragrance, you know.
Right.
It's the actual smell in it which people get allergic to.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You could also say someone has a sensitive sense of taste or smell.
Yes.
If they're very good at tasting small amounts of something, like, I can just taste the particular thing in this pie or something like that. I would say I'm fairly sensitive taste-wise.
Okay.
I'm pretty good at that. Mm. But there you go. So that's sensitive, and these people are sensitive to noise, and this noise, whatever it is going to make them react more.
Yes, it's going to make them feel more of something. If it's hatred, probably anger towards these sounds.
Yeah, we're not talking about a nice reaction here. We're talking about, ugh, get that thing away from me.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the article says, in misophonia, these sounds are called triggers.
Okay.
T-R-I-G-G-E-R. Triggers. Now, a trigger is an event that is the cause of a particular action, process or situation.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so for people with misophonia, the trigger is the noise.
Right.
Okay, this particular noise that they hate is triggering or starting causing their anger.
Mm-hmm.
You could also say the killing of a popular leader was one of the triggers for the terrible war.
Okay.
Started mm-hmm. things off.
Right. All right. Well, next, the article says, while they might sound normal to you, these noises trigger negative reactions in others.
Ah.
All right. So here we saw trigger as a verb.
Yes.
That's good to know. But the noun reaction, spelled R-E-A-C-T-I-O-N, reaction, is something that's done, felt, or thought in response to a situation or event. So, for example, what was the teacher's reaction when you told her you hadn't done your homework?
Ah, so was okay. she angry? Did she punish you? What did she do?
What did she do?
Okay, we're talking like sequence of actions.
Mm-hmm.
So something happens, then there's a reaction.
Yes. So okay. what happens to people with misophonia, what's their reaction?
Well, they grab your chips and throw them in the garbage.
Yeah.
That's what happens. Okay, we'll look at this in a more general sense here
mm-hmm.
in the article. It says, those, meaning those who are or those people, affected by misophonia experience symptoms that range from minor discomfort to panic attacks
wow.
or extreme anger.
Okay.
Now, we have quite a lot of words in this sentence
right.
that we need to take a look at, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Let's start with the word symptom. People with misophonia experience certain symptoms.
Right.
Now, a symptom is either a physical or a mental feature which shows that a person has a particular disease or problem.
Okay.
And a symptom is something, a feature that the patient can describe, that the patient realizes they have.
All right, so okay. they know that something is wrong.
Exactly.
Right.
If it's something the doctor would find and the patient wouldn't know, we call it a sign.
Okay.
For example, mm-hmm. a symptom of a cold, you might mm-hmm. say, okay, a symptom of cold, sore throat,
mm-hmm.
runny nose,
mm-hmm.
headache,
right.
your eyes feel a bit blurry.
Mm-hmm.
All of those things are symptoms of a cold because
right.
you can describe them.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas a sign might be people looking at your blood and seeing your immune reaction is a lot stronger.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, you as a person can't feel that, but the doctor could look at your blood and find it out. So
right.
symptom, you can feel it. Sign, the doctor can find it.
Right.
Some things are both. But anyway, a sore throat is one of the symptoms of a cold.
Okay.
So people with misophonia, they don't just experience one type of symptom.
Yeah, they have many, and that's shown in the sentence with the phrase range from to, so range from A to B. And we use this phrase, range from to give examples of something, and also to show that there is a great variety of possible examples. There can be many different things.
Mm-hmm.
And to indicate that there are some other examples that are not given, maybe there's too many to say in one sentence.
Exactly.
Right. So, for example, we could say there are many things to try at night markets, ranging from small snacks to full meals.
Okay.
And maybe even try on clothes.
Yeah,
or
play games.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Okay, so one of these symptoms, kind of at the smaller end, is minor discomfort.
Mm-hmm.
Minor, M-I-N-O-R, minor, means of less importance to something or someone, especially when compared to things of major importance.
Right.
So major, minor, they're the
mm-hmm.
pair. For example, there are a few minor problems with my apartment, but they're not big enough for me to want to move.
Okay, so
they're just
small
issues.
Things,
yes,
right.
So minor discomfort.
All right, so discomfort, spelled D-I-S-C-O-M-F-O-R-T, discomfort, is a noun, and it's something that causes a person to feel uncomfortable, such as a slight pain or a minor worry. For example, Ursula can't stand the discomforts of a crowded bus. Too many people, maybe someone pushes
yeah.
her.
So we're not talking terrible things,
mm-hmm.
things that make you just really feel sick or
right.
might hurt you. We're just
yeah.
talking it's a little
something,
bit of a bother.
It's just
yeah.
a small little thing.
Yeah, slightly uncomfortable.
Mm-hmm.
Now, at the other end of the scale, things that aren't minor are things like panic attacks.
Right.
Okay, a panic attack is a sudden, strong feeling of anxiety, of
mm-hmm.
real severe worry
mm-hmm.
that lasts for a period of time. It's often accompanied by physical problems. You might have trouble breathing. You might feel dizzy or so on, something like that. For example, the stress of the exams caused James to suffer from panic attacks.
If you're having a panic attack in an exam, which is actually something I've experienced before, you can't actually write the exam. You can't think. You can't write. You're only focused on your worry, and you can't actually bring, it's so severe, you can't bring that to a halt. And so you have to just, you know, in my case, I just went to the teacher and said, I've got to go.
Okay.
So now we saw on the other end of the spectrum, extreme rage. So the adjective extreme, spelled E-X-T-R-E-M-E, extreme, is a very high or the highest degree of something, and it's often very serious. For example, the woman suffered from extreme grief after her husband died in the war.
Okay, now we're talking about what people can do in these situations. Some will try to distance themselves from the sound.
Okay, so kind of like come away from it.
Yeah, to distance yourself from something just means to create a distance, either a physical or mental barrier, to avoid experience something, like distancing yourself from the smell of a strong cleaning fluid by going outside.
And then we saw others may even act out in anger in an effort to stop the noise. Now, act out means to behave badly, angrily, or emotionally. Usually you're doing something to show your feeling. So, like, the little boy acts out whenever his parents don't give him what he wants.
Oh, dear, that's bad. Yep. Okay, and in an effort to just means to try to do something.
Right.
They're acting out in an effort to or to try to stop the noise.
Now, these reactions may cause people with misophonia to pull away from society.
Okay, so not just the noise, just the whole of society.
Right, so to pull away means to move away, to take yourself away from that thing, to go away from society. Maybe you stay in your home all the time. For example, John's depression caused him to pull away from his friends and family.
Yeah, and by doing this part of the article says they hope to avoid the stress that these sounds cause. Okay, we'll learn more about misophonia on day two. Now let's quickly go to our For You chat question.
For You chat.
So our chat question is, what are some sounds that bother you, and how do you react when you hear them?
Okay, well, I mean, sounds that bother me really are kind of like the bigger ones that we talked about, maybe like the drill outside, or someone's doing construction.
Yeah, the old nails on a chalkboard.
Yeah, and to be honest, I don't get too angry like someone with misophonia would, but I kind of just go, make a noise.
Stick your headphones in, try and ignore it for a bit. Yeah, I would say the same. There are some things, sounds that do bother me, but they're not like normal ones that wouldn't bother other people, okay?
Right.
Well, that's all the time we've got for today, but join us again tomorrow to find out more about misophonia, when sounds make you angry. See you then. Bye for now.
Bye-bye.
Misophonia, when sounds make you angry. Imagine that you're out shopping with your friend. You feel hungry, so you buy a bag of chips and open it noisily. You scarf down the crunchy chips with pleasure. Suddenly, your friend angrily grabs the bag from you and throws it in the trash. Your friend may suffer from misophonia, which means hatred of sound. People with misophonia are sensitive to certain types of noise, ones that most people don't seem to notice. In misophonia, these sounds are called triggers. While they might sound normal to you, these noises trigger negative reactions in others. Those affected by misophonia experience symptoms that range from minor discomfort to panic attacks or extreme anger. Some will try to distance themselves from the sound. Others may even act out in anger in an effort to stop the noise. These reactions may cause people with misophonia to pull away from society. By doing this, they hope to avoid the stress that the sounds cause.
Vocabulary review.
Crunchy. I like raw carrots because they make a crunchy noise when I eat them. Grab. A thief must have grabbed my wallet when we were on that busy street. Sensitive. Rachel is very sensitive. She cries at every small thing that upsets her. Reaction. What was your parents' reaction when they found out you had crashed their car? Minor. Except for a few minor spelling mistakes, I did well on the test. Extreme. The extreme heat made working outside impossible.